Welcome to Bob and Sherry's Excellent Adventure in the Caribbean, our cruise. Now today, this is part three. This will be day five and day six. Day five, we'll be in Curacao. So we were in Aruba, and we went to Curacao, and then we'll be at sea for another day until we can get to Cartagena. Now one thing I need to tie up here is that we had an incident that took place at Half Moon Cay that I didn't tell you about. When we went out on our little ride around on through the island, you have all the bushes and trees and things cut back so they're away from the road. But when we first started out, a couple of branches stuck out, and Sherry got grazed across the face. And we didn't see anything at the time and just didn't think much of it. However, they talked about what's called the Tree of Death, which is a tree that has this beautiful fruit that only iguanas can eat, and it basically can kill anything else. And you're not supposed to touch the tree or the leaves or anything. Well, we saw a lot more of that at Curacao. But by Curacao, there was a spot on Sherry's face which had turned red and itched. So we went down to see the doctor. Well, you don't see the doctor without an appointment, and you don't see the doctor without paying $99. So we were able to get some over-the-counter hydrocortisone for her to put on her face. But it basically, two layers of her skin disappeared, and the stuff then finally took place. But she had this little red spot on her face for about 3 weeks. So when they talk about the Tree of Death, you want to pay attention. And I'll show some pictures of what it looks like. It's a beautiful tree. If you go to the Facebook page of History According to Bob. So anyway, we arrive in Curacao, which is another island under the control of the Netherlands, the Dutch, and it's beautiful. Because we're at Holland America, we got to park the boat inside on the river, not out further away. So we're kind of in the heart of the city of Willemstad. And we'll be able to walk around later on. But Sherry and I are doing exactly the same thing. We're taking the sea and land view of Curacao. So we get on our bus. This is the first time we walked off and everything worked right to get on the bus. And it took us to the Marriott Resort. And there they have in their lagoon, they have what we had done in Aruba. They had one of those submersibles where it's a boat, but you have part of it under the water and acts like a submarine. Now, we haven't had much luck with those. The one at Aruba wasn't too bad as far as I was concerned. But Sherry and I had been on one when we were in Rhodes, and it was fine except for the fact there weren't any fish or anything else to see in the harbor. And Sherry had done this several times and also hadn't had much luck. But we hit the jackpot this time. We get on the ship. They've actually cleaned the windows. The seating is such that you can look to the left or the right, to whatever you wanted to see. And we saw lots of fish. We saw lots of coral. And one of the neatest things was we cruised out, and you see all of the coral and everything. And then we went over the edge of where the island is, and it drops 800 feet down to the ocean floor. After that, it's a really deep blue color. So we sailed around for about 45 minutes, and our guide got out, got his scuba gear on, went out with the scuba equipment and fed some of the fish to get some more action. But there was all sorts of different types of coral. There were all sorts of different types of fish. We saw some turtles. We saw some rays. I didn't see any sharks. There aren't usually any sharks in this particular area. So that was very nice. So we then came up, went back ashore. Well, where this resort is located, it has part of the old Spanish defenses that were built. So they had a couple of star forts. And in the middle of one of these star forts is this gigantic tree. Looks like an oak tree, but it's not. It's the Tree of Death. And they have signs on it. And our guide had told us, when you see a sign that says the Tree of Death, don't touch this or anything, you need to believe it. And that's when he told us all the different stories about this. That the first Spaniards to arrive on the island arrived at the time it was blooming with fruit. And they ate it, and most of the people died. After that, they realized they didn't want to do that. So when they built their fortifications, they've somehow managed to figure out a way to plant the trees right before you get to the beach. So any other group of people landing on the island that didn't want to land where the fortifications were, or the towns, would have to land in these regions and hopefully let the trees do their work. So it's quite an interesting situation. And we got back on the bus and then headed and drove around the rest of the island. So we crossed the bridge that went over the sea inlet to where you have the industrial part. But you could see our ship. You could see Wilhelmstad from up there. We then drove around the various streets and saw the different towns. The town is just beautiful. All sorts of different colors and the buildings and a lot of reconstructions. And so we went out in the countryside a little bit, saw some of the, well, there's an old extinct volcano in the region. And then we went back to the ship. It was about a five-hour tour, most of it at sea, which was really fun. And then when we got back, we decided, well, we'd go into Wilhelmstad. So we simply walked down from where the ship was located. And to enter into the area where our ship is, they have a bridge that can swivel out so it can allow the ships to come in, or it can then close it off and become a bridge. So we crossed over and walked through the different areas, almost like being in a little Amsterdam situation, some smaller bridges and things. And there was the only place that we went on our tour of the Caribbean where we actually had true souvenir places, places where they had picture frames, whatever you could possibly think of, they had. That's very nice stuff. It wasn't exactly what we were looking for. We were looking for stuff from Cartagena, and we were looking for stuff from Panama. So we assumed once we got to those areas that we would see souvenirs just like we saw at Curacao. Whoa, we were wrong, because it actually deteriorated. In Panama, we didn't see anything. The only souvenirs that we ended up getting were those provided by our ship. So I got a Panama t-shirt, Panama Canal t-shirt, and some other little items. And then we were able to get some souvenirs from the jungle, rainforest places that we went, which were kind of fun for the kids, for the grandkids anyway. So Curacao is a big plus. Had a nice time, had a really good time with the sea and land and walking around. So then we go back on the ship, and I thought we were just going to immediately go to Cartagena. It doesn't look like it was that far. Well, I guess it was, because we didn't get there till another day had passed. And so we went they finally got the performances for the Lincoln Center straightened out, and the whole group was back. So we did several of those. We went to one of the dance and singing shows. It was okay. The female singer was really good. The guy was average, and the dancers were blah. And we had had one of our fancy dinners at one of the restaurants up above, and that was very good. That was a steak place, but they had enough vegetarian stuff that Sherry could have fish. So that was fun. So we're all set to really, now we're supposed to be getting to what we're really looking for. The fortress at Cartagena on one day, and going through the Panama Canal and going to the jungle on the next day, and then to Costa Rica. So we'll see how that goes. So I hope you enjoyed that. As always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.